Hey, good morning. Happy Sunday. It's Nudia Hernandez, your host of Entercom Radio's Public Affairs Show. I am super excited to have our next guest on. This is one of the things around town I've always seen. I've always kind of been like, what is this about? So given the COVID-19 pandemic's significant impact on the arts, Jewel, which is located downtown, gorgeous place, a 344 residence loft-style community that spans an entire city block in downtown Las Vegas. They're known for their flexible floor plans, industrial chic design, and they have returned and they expanded their artist-in-residence program. It was established 4 years ago in 2016 to promote and support local artists. This will be the sixth installment of the program and has featured visual artists, writers, architects throughout its four-year run. With me, I have two amazing artists that are in the program, Justin Favela, hi.
Hi.
And Lance L. Smith, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I am amazing. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to be on the show. I've always been so curious about this program over at Jewel, and I'm excited for you guys to tell us a little bit more about your work and tell us a little bit more about the Artist in Residence program. So Lance L. Smith, a multidisciplinary artist, teacher, activist, how did you get involved with Jewel? And if you could tell us a little bit more about your work.
Absolutely. Yes, so I am a multidisciplinary artist, activist, and teacher. So I've been working here in Las Vegas for many years, and I was very, very lucky to meet Uri Vakhtin. And he was able to really, you know, open up a space to allow us to work safely in social distancing, in a space that would allow us to actually make some work. Because even though some things are closed, we still have, you know, things that we have to get done as artists. You know, we have exhibitions that may have been put on hold, but things are still moving. So a little bit more about my work. I mostly work with portraiture as well as murals. A lot of my work references memory, adornment, and loss. But specifically, my work is really a kind of conversation about the way that we as individuals navigate in the world and the way that we can use our art to affect the world.
And how many years ago did you get started with the program?
Oh, well, with the program at the Jewel, Justin Favela has previously been a part of this program for many years. And during his first iteration, Justin Favela was kind enough to allow me to be in the space to make a few works as well. So I've been kind of in the periphery for a few years, but now, as of, you know, last month, I was actually, you know, invited back to me as well, to be one of the featured artists making work inside of the Jewel downtown. The space is really wonderful. There's ample light, ample space to keep ourselves safe. And it's really a wonderful community because it's, you know, allowing us to be downtown, even though everything is kind of at a standstill. But just to be able to still kind of feel the energy of downtown and be able to create there and, you know, harness community even if it's from far away.
Awesome. So I know I was reading on the press release, you guys are going to living in a live workspace with Jewel. So it's approximately 1,000 feet of studio space that is visible to the public, and then 1,000 square foot of living space on the second floor. So people are able to see your work from the street. Justin, could you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so it's an interesting location because there's really nothing like it in Las Vegas. You know, the dream as an artist is
yes.
to have a live workspace, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's with zoning and things like that in Las Vegas, it's really hard to get away with that. But the Jewel has done it where it's almost like a storefront, you know, and then right above it is a loft space. And so, when I first was kind of like the guinea pig for the program years ago, it was really amazing being able to work there. And, we had a lot of public events back then because, you know, there's a lot of people that live at the Jewel and in the surrounding area. So it was a nice place to host a reception, have meetings, and me as a podcaster, I set up a recording studio in there so people could come in and check out the space. It's a little bit different right now during the pandemic. I think Lance and I are going to focus more on creating our own bodies of work, and then, you know, doing some online interaction with the public, which a lot of art organizations are doing. But yeah, I mean, going back to the space, you know, I think the Jewel is a good example of what could be. And you know, just seeing these spaces, I think will hopefully encourage other, you know, property owners to really think about artists when they are designing spaces, because a lot of times, you know, we don't, you know, it's Vegas, everything is about the money and not necessarily supporting the art. So this is an opportunity that we don't really get that much here in Las Vegas. So yeah, shout out to Ori and the Jewel for valuing art and also allowing us, you know, giving us the opportunity to have these spaces, because, you know, times are tough right now for everybody. Studio space is really, really hard to come by downtown. People think that, oh, just go find a little space here. You know, it's downtown, it's cheap. Well, you know, not anymore. People really, you know, actually since the legalization of cannabis, a lot of big warehouse industrial spaces have been taken up. So artists are kind of left scrambling right now. And, you know, having a gallery space or a studio space is really important.
Yeah, especially one so large, 1,000 square feet, you could really utilize that. And I know, personally, I know so many creatives, and it's so funny because this is a big reason why I've always wanted to know more about this program, is so many of my friends, they're doing photo shoots in their studios, they have green screens in their living rooms, they don't, like, their whole lives are just kind of like this live workspace. And they're just trying to do it out of their home. So, like you said, Justin, to be able to have the freedom to have both must be, it's everyone's dream, you know? Justin, I know we went over Lance and their accomplishments. Could you tell us a little bit more about your accomplishments and all that you've done?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if we have time. Oh, my goodness. I am an installation artist, so I do a lot of work with big museums and galleries across the United States and overseas and stuff. So, I mean, this time, all my gigs, you know, got canceled this year because it's not safe to really fly places. And so this is really the first time in a couple of years that I've had time to, like, settle in and have a studio. So this couldn't have, you know, this opportunity, again, is really amazing. But I'm an installation artist, and a lot of my work is about my identity and my heritage. And, you know, I proudly represent the Latinx community here and in East Las Vegas, representing the East Side always. And so I make a lot of work in the style of piñatas, and then also, you know, celebrate my family and my history with performance, with video, with photography. I'm also a multidisciplinary artist. And so, yeah, I have, you know, I've traveled a lot in the last few years doing these big installations. And now I get to be home for a little while and really focus on my community, which I've missed a lot. And so I've been doing a lot of work with activists and getting more politically involved lately. And so, you know, kind of slowing down and being here has given me that opportunity to also work on my other ventures, which is podcasting. I have Latinos Who Lunch podcast that comes out every week that's about, you know, Latinx culture and art history. And then I have an art podcast called The Art People Podcast, where this, recently, I've been interviewing a lot of local creative people and artists, and I set up so upstairs at the Jewel is more like of a loft area, and I've created a recording studio up there so that when I am on the mic, it's not as echoey, you know. So it's been really great to kind of DIY my own studio.
Is it just the two of you in this program, or how many artists are in the Artist in Residence program?
Yeah, right now it's just the both of us, it usually changes over time. You know, a few months. I think we're going to be there for 3 months, and then it'll hopefully go over to other artists. The Jewel also works with the UNLV School of Architecture. I know that they're in another unit on the same side of the street. So there's always, you know, lectures and different kinds of people, creative people working through their program as well.
What was it like working with Joel? Like, what is the process like if there's someone who is a photographer or a, you know, a painter or a sculptor or a podcaster listening, what was the process like working with Joel and getting accepted into the artist in residence program?
I mean, it's basically the artist is chosen by Ori, and at the Joel, they're there just to support whatever we need. So basically for us, it's like, okay, you guys have this space and use it as you wish. So that's really the dream residency. I've done a lot of residencies. Lance has also done a few residencies in Mexico and in part of a residency program here in Las Vegas. And so, you know, to just go and be able to use the space however you want is really a dream come true, I think, for an artist, you know?
I think the thing to echo Justin's sentiments in regards to how hard it is right now for a lot of us, specifically creative individuals. And I hope that this story can really, again, like Justin had said earlier, is encourage when there's a lot of upward movement in the downtown area, that there are ways to be inclusive and not performative about the way that you contact artists and the way that you treat artists. And I feel as if, because being here as long as I've been here, there's a mass amount of talent in Las Vegas. I know that people like to think of this, there can only be one kind of idea, but I don't subscribe to that. And I think for anyone who's, you know, hearing this message, I think the thing that I would hope to impart is just to continue to look, be looking around, be applying for things, be learning to apply for grants. And if anyone that's on this, in the sound of my voice, if you ever need help, hit me up, like, for real, like, find my website and hit me up, because, like, it's important for us, for community to not be performative, you know what I mean, to actually be able to help, to allow artists to feel as if they are, you know, together instead of separate, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just very thankful for this opportunity, because, again, it's just a really beautiful kind of situation that really is, again, kind of a dream come true, you know what I mean? And I was actually in Puebla, Mexico at Arcatopia, which is an artist residency program during the height of the pandemic. So I had to figure out a way to get back home in between. And so actually being able to get back home safely and coming back to my home space and being welcomed back into the Jewel was really kind of a really special gift, and it means so much to me, considering a few months ago things were in a very harrowing place for me. And to be able to have that kind of quiet, meditative space is really, I'm just really thankful for it, you know?
Of course, and it's such a blessing at a time like this to still mm-hmm. be able to do what you love without the pressure of, there's so many people that are worried about, you know, how they're going to, you know, pay their rent or artists that do have a living space and a workspace separate. Like, it's just, I'm sure it's taking a toll. So this is an amazing program. Huge shout out to Joel, because obviously so many creatives. Yes. No, I love the air horn. Definitely Joel for the win, for sure, because there are so many artists downtown. It's such a big hub of creativity and people just really expressing themselves and expressing their passion. And it's awesome that Joel is facilitating that and allowing you guys to really do your thing right now. And especially you have a lot of time. If you have the inspiration, it's awesome that you guys are able to execute it.
Yeah, you know, and one thing I want to make sure to let everyone know that is an artist, please understand that you have the ability to kind of transmute these things that are going on. I know right now it's really hard for all of us, but right now, if there was ever a time to sit down and make something, set up a studio at home and sing something, cry on a microphone, dance in your backyard or in your living room, now is the time. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot that we can express, and the work that we make now will most definitely be able to speak to the future, you know, and allow other people to see what these things are like? How do we have to adjust? You know what I mean? Me and Justin have been friends for a long time. And it's a different kind of situation where we have to social distance and wear masks when we're around each other, but still making sure that our safety is prioritized. Jules has done a really wonderful job, and we've just been learning together, all of us are, about whatever this new normal is, you know? And I think it's just great that we, as artists, whatever kind of artist, if you're a cook and you're just a mom cooking for your family, if you're a dancer, whatever kind of art, because I strongly believe we all are artists, you know? So any of that, I hope that, you know, people can really throw themselves into those projects, you know, because once we're able to get to the other side of whatever this is, there's going to be a lot of beautiful, there is a lot of beautiful work being made that will have some powerful weight, you know?
If we could maybe get everyone to your socials, or do you guys have websites? Where could people find you? We've talked about your art and your creativity and your passion. So if people want to see, where could they go?
Well, you could reach me at FavyFav, that's FavyFav, on all social media platforms. You could follow my podcast, Latino to Lunch, at latinotolunch.com. And then I have Art People Podcast at artpeoplepod.com.
Come on out. Hi. You can find my website is LanceLSmith.com, and you can find me on all social media platforms at LanceSmithArt. Yeah, and you can email me if you need anything. Also, I'm teaching another one-week class at the Nevada Museum of Art. So if you have any kids from the age of 7 to 12 that you're looking to get them something to do, I'm still teaching those classes, and you can find that information online.
And again, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about the Artist in Residence program over at Jewel. Amazing program. It allows these two individuals that are on the show right now a studio space from the ground level, 1,000 square feet, to showcase their artwork. It's visible from the street, and also 1,000 square feet of living space on the second floor. Jewel, if you want to find out more, gorgeous community. I have a couple of friends that live there, and I crash their place all the time. I like to pretend I'm like, you know, living the big life downtown. If you want to find out more about their programs or about this program, head over to jewellv.com. Lance, I feel like you have to finish us off with like a song, something.
Right,
I feel like we need to end it that way.
I don't know. I don't know what song.
This is like the time Lance and I went to go see Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
Patti LaBelle called Lance on stage and had them sing. And Lance said, "Patti, no, I can't. Patti, no."
We're going to send you the video because this is legitimized.
And Lance was right. And then Patti LaBelle said, "Well, can you dance?" And you better believe Lance was twirling on stage.
Come on out, yeah, honey. I'm not the best singer, but honey, I'll leave us with this. I will leave us with, make sure that we're protecting our hearts and being kind to ourselves and others as much as we can during this time and all the time. And remember that even if it's real hard right now, we'll be able to get through this.
Thank you again, Lance and Justin, for your time and for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.